Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
And welcome to this episode of the Tracy Sandler Show. I would say this is a very special episode of the Tracy Sandler Show because I have two incredible women on the show today. They are entrepreneurs, they are trendsetters, they are overall pretty incredible women, and they just happen to be married to your favorite 49ers, but I'm not even mentioning them because the women speak for themselves. Claire Kittle, Christian Juszczyk, welcome to the pod.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. I'm so excited about this. I've been very excited about this episode because I just admire both of you and everything you do so much and always have so much fun seeing you guys on the field. So this will be such a fun opportunity. We'll see how many times I can use the word fun to talk. Super fun. The most fun. And talk about, you know, all the things. So I want to jump in. You are both very entrepreneurial. You are both very fashionable, and the two go hand in hand. So, Kristen, I'm going to start with you. You started the Origin Shop. I have my Juice is Worth a Squeeze sweatshirt, which I wear all the time because it is so comfortable and amazing. But I would love for you to talk about the origin of the Origin Shop and just, how you got started.
Yeah, absolutely. So when we first came out here, we were living in Baltimore because Kyle was playing for the Ravens and I was working in real estate. And then when you signed with the 49ers, real estate state by state. So, you know, I came out here and was thinking about possibly getting my license again because I love doing it. But I also was like, I know absolutely nothing about California. So if a client was like, hey, how'd you get to this house? I'd be like, well, you type it into Waze.
And, you know, this is I'm from California. That's how I get everywhere is type it into Waze. If that makes you feel any better.
I was like, I would be the biggest fraud of a real estate agent. So I was like, I know I'm just take a few months or maybe a few years and then I would dive into it. But then I kind of realized, you know, this is my time to go after my dreams and what I really want. And just being with Kyle, waking up, he just has the biggest smile on his face every day going to work because he's just loves with every ounce of his being football. So it's super inspiring, you know, to be with someone like that. It makes you really want to go after your dreams. So this was something I've always wanted to do. I was just a little scared to put myself out there. But one day I just picked up and started YouTubing how to start a online business and all the paperwork. There's a lot of legal information that needs to get done. Mm-hmm. And I booked a flight to Vegas because there was a big trade show. And I pulled one of my friends with me. I said, you're coming with me.
We're going to Vegas, baby.
So her and I went together and that was kind of the beginning of it all. I got to pick out all my clothes for Origin, the first drop. And ever since, you know, that initial drop, it's just been the best thing I've ever done, truly.
And you have a fabulous model who is sitting next to you, who is modeled for you, and she's done an incredible job. And she is a trendsetter. Claire, you are, both of your fashion games are so on point. We're going to get more into that. But Claire, you have a blog. Chrissy, you look like you want to say something.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, I will say, I feel like that was like one of our like first bonding experiences together.
Oh yeah.
Right. Like I asked Claire if she'll model for me and we spent like a lot of one-on-one time together and shooting. And I feel like that was probably because we first came out to San Jose together. So.
Oh yeah. That was the same year.
Yeah. It was the same year.
And they're some of the coolest photos, I think.
Yeah. They are.
Downtown San Jose.
All my iPhone.
Yeah.
I was just taking pictures of her. So I feel like that was like the beginning of our friendship was shooting for Origin.
Well, and actually, so since you bring that up, I'm going to pause on what I was going to say before. We're going to talk about Letty Set Go, but I want to talk a little bit about your friendship because I would imagine that it's really helpful to have somebody that you're close to and that you adore, and also really understands your day-to-day, really understands the struggles that you guys go through. So how quickly did you become so close, and how helpful has that been over the last several years?
Yeah. I mean, so helpful, because you have someone who's walking the same life as you and understands kind of what the boys are going through every single day. And also George and Juice are so close. So it helps everything. But I would say initially, right when we got here, George was a rookie in this world, and Kyle was on his fifth year.
Mm-hmm.
So he had some older friends, and Kristen knew some of the older girls, and I kind of took to the younger girls, like the rookie class, I guess you would say, immediately. And then what, it was like our second or third year when we started hanging out more.
Yeah. We were always friends.
Yeah.
There's just so many girls, and I lived a lot farther away from where Claire lived, and she kind of had an apartment with like a lot of the guys.
Yeah, a bunch of people lived in our building.
Yeah, so they kind of, they were like their own crew, like the apartment crew.
Yeah.
it was like an episode.
I remember the holiday card. I do remember the rookie year holiday card.
It literally was an episode of Friends.
Yeah, and I just remember being by myself in this house like, oh, why did we live in the apartment? But yeah, I just feel like it's like anything, you know, as time goes on, friendships grow stronger and stronger, and we've been so lucky to be on the same team with each other for 5 years now, which is a long time. And, you know, we got to experience those years of the Niners not doing so great, and then also got to experience the years of us going to Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've had a lot of shared experiences, and I think that's what makes friendships, you know, stronger and stronger.
That makes a lot of sense. I want to get to Letty Set Go. And then Kristen, you just said something that I'm probably going to remember, but if I don't, just remind me that you said something I wanted to remember. But Claire, you have an awesome blog, a great lifestyle blog, so much good fashion. Like the 49ers stuff you find on that blog, it's really unbelievable.
You
have influenced me in either a number of like Sick Nasty Design, and there are a number of designers I've gone to make Niners stuff and Dodgers stuff, whatever. So can you talk a little bit about the origin of the blog and just how much fun you have with it? Because it feels like it's something you just love doing.
Yes. So probably, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, I got really into travel and travel blogging. I had one of my really good friends was doing travel blogging at the time, and she kind of introduced me to that world and brought me along with her and taught me a lot of things about it. And I was just like in awe of all the things that you could do and where you could go and just talk about it. And people wanted to know that stuff from like a firsthand experience. So that was kind of my motivation for that, was like strictly travel to begin with, and just sharing my stories and kind of like what we're doing or what cities we're going to for George's games, and then where we're going in the off season, and just kind of talk about that in an organic way. But then it kind of transformed into a little bit of game day fashion. And then last year with COVID, I really wanted to do something for myself, but for the fans too, about game day fashion, and kind of like keeping it casual because everybody was at home. At the time, we didn't even get to go to the games really until like the last month. And so I kind of just did a lot of searching and kind of sourced like 49ers vintage gear and some of my favorite brands on Instagram that I had worked with before that I just truly thought made really dope 49ers stuff, and sweatshirts and joggers and t-shirts. And I put that all up on the blog, and it was like crazy how the fans reacted to it, and everything I posted sold out like within one day.
And it's awesome because it supports small businesses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these places are small businesses, and I used to be like, stop putting them up because it's also
send me the links before you put on your.
It's like, I personally want to support these small businesses, and now I cannot.
But no, I just loved, like, even some of my girlfriends, like on the Packers or on the Colts, I would find stuff and just like send it to them and be like, you need to buy this, or you need to send it to somebody who's going to buy it, because this is awesome.
Yeah.
So that was really fun to do, especially during COVID and being home, and like, which vintage sweatshirt was I going to wear, you know, for the next week, and just trying to have as much fun with it as possible, because we didn't get to go out all out like we get to this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, have Kristen like making her clothes every single week, which is so awesome. Like, wait till you see this weekend's one. It's so sick.
Oh, I cannot wait. I'm definitely have to take a picture of it because that's what I do anyway. But I cannot wait. And since you bring up Krista making clothes, and really both of you, you both have really nailed the social media game. You've like gotten very into the reels, and I'm so impressed. Claire, I think there was a day like a few weeks ago around the field, and I was like doing this, and I looked up. I was like, I'm so sorry, I have not talked to you because I'm very focused on my reel. And you're like, no, I get that. I definitely get how that goes. My transitions and the music and like the whole thing. So Kristen, we've seen you in your reels making your own clothes, making your Halloween costume, wearing these clothes on game day. I mean, you could put me in front of that stuff for 7 weeks and I would be I'm wearing nothing to the game because I couldn't do that.
I have that moment every week. Every week. This is going in the trash.
She starts it like so late. We'll be like three days out and she's like, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I'm like,
yeah.
You are a mad woman because you get it done and it's so good.
I work well under pressure.
It's very impressive. It really is. It is unbelievably impressive. But the social media aspect of it is, I mean, it's a job unto itself. And so do you ever get overwhelmed by that or are you able to just have fun with it?
I mean, I would say it's 50-50 for me with making the clothes, right? So there are some times that I'll make an outfit and be like, oh my God, I forgot to videotape making this. And I'm like, but then there's other times where it's also so fun and I love looking back at it. It's also just such a memory, especially those reels that Claire makes for the game days, just like of her day and her experience. Like that is so fun. And she'll have that forever.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. To look back at and to remember every single one of the games. Cause each game is so unique, whether who you have visiting in town and who the opponent is. So those memories are really special because the past 5 years have flown by truly. And so I wish we had those 5 years ago. How fun would that be to look back at and look, you know, how much has changed, right?
And you're like doing it for yourself too.
Yeah,
I mean, that's what I think about when I'm like making these reels and I like put everything on my highlights for like every city we've been in. I'm like, this is for me because I like to just sit there and rewatch these memories.
Oh yeah,
you know,
me too.
And like with you, I feel like when you make your clothes, like that's for you because you love to do it.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's not stressful in that way.
Yeah.
Claire, one of my favorite posts of yours to date was a few weeks ago. I think it was. If it was in Chicago, but you were like, I have a pizza and I'm on a party bus by myself. Let's go. And I was like, I feel that. I really do. That speaks to me.
Yeah. I think that where were we? What one was that?
We were Seattle. Seattle? Was it Chicago? Because it wasn't that long ago. So I think it was Seattle.
It was Seattle. Yep. I was going to the airport and some other people's plans changed. So there I was on the bus from earlier that day and I was starving. Pizza and me going to the airport.
I was like, this is the content I'm looking for because I'm really down to be with the pizza on a party bus. I don't need people. I just need pizza.
No.
Pizza you can count on. People are very up and down, you know, like pizza, you know what you're getting. So I absolutely love that. And that's, I think what's really fun for everybody following you guys too. Like you get to see your real people and that's fun. And you're both pretty, you know, candid about that and very relatable in that way. So that's awesome, which is going to bring me to the thing I wasn't sure I was going to remember, but I did. I'm so excited. Thanks, Kristen. So you said something about, you know, being there with the 49ers when they weren't doing as well. Then there was Super Bowl year. Then there's the COVID year. That's tough.
Oh my gosh, we've been like this.
Yeah. it's very up and down. And then this season was up, it was down, and now we're on an upward trajectory. I feel very confident saying that. So that is tough. And that's tough, especially when you look at like the COVID stuff, that's tough for everybody. But I'd love for you guys to talk a little bit about, you know, being married to an NFL player who's going through this, and that's their job. And I think one of the things that I get frustrated sometimes about when fans say something on Twitter, which apparently is just people feel like they can say anything, is that you're dealing with people. You're dealing with emotions of people. And no one is walking into a law office, a dentist's office, a grocery store and being like, you suck at your job. Like nobody does that.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe some places, but really nobody does that. And there's a reason. So, you know, if you could talk about those ups and downs and the benefit of having each other, because as you're supporting George and Kyle, it's also great to have support of each other. And then just kind of that feeling and reminding people that like George and Kyle are humans and people, and not just them, like everybody on any team, this is their job. This isn't, you know, yes, it's entertaining, but this is their job.
Totally.
So, there's my soapbox.
I think it's like in our personal experience, the most negative backlash has been like when George has been hurt, let's mm-hmm. say. Not necessarily like if he had a bad game or something, but, and it just, I mean, that blows my mind because it's George and Kyle want nothing more than to be out there and play football. Like they mm-hmm. love it almost as much as they love us, but they love it. It just, I'll never wrap my head around the fact that people truly think like
that they're willingly,
yeah, that they're yeah. choosing yeah. to not be out there, or they're being babies, or it's not mm-hmm. as bad as it is. And like, you can push through it and whatever, mm-hmm. like they push through it. Let me tell you, they mm-hmm. both have mm-hmm. pushed through plenty of injuries. Mm-hmm. So I guess just like, you can tell that they're good guys. So mm-hmm. be nice to them. Mm-hmm. Like they're nice to right. you, like treat people how you want to be treated. Like, I don't know. It's not hard.
I have
no,
a.
It's not.
Yeah.
Not hard.
I don't have a great response for this because I literally live under a rock. Like, I don't have Twitter because in my yeah. mind, Twitter is just like a negative place. Yeah. I had it for a day.
I truly just made it to tweet the other day.
Did you?
Yeah. And I don't do anything on
the
it.
The only time, like, I have an account.
Or to vote for the Pro Bowl. That's oh, why okay, I made okay. it.
Yes, I did. I saw you vote. I was like, I didn't know Claire had Twitter. No,
I don't understand it.
Yeah, and I feel like that's where a lot of hate comes from, right? Like people mm-hmm. roast people on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So I really live under a rock, and if Kyle's getting hate, I'm not aware of it. And I think that's a good thing for me, and because yeah. I'm a protector with my husband, of course. Like mm-hmm. so if I saw all these people roasting him, it would drive me absolutely crazy. Yeah. So I kind of live under a rock. So if Kyle's getting hate, don't know about it.
And I don't think Kyle is. And I don't think George is. I think you're right, Claire. The stuff with George is if he's hurt. And it is mind-boggling to me because the wow. reality is any NFL player on every week is pushing through probably three or four things that nobody knows about because yeah, that's just the nature of the job. All and right. so it's just – it's incredible. And, you know, most of the hate on Twitter comes from a person with an egg as their profile photo. It's
like them before they get the opportunity to speak. That's what I do.
And that's yeah, Kyle. On his social media. Like if you have one negative comment, block.
Yes.
He's like, block.
Same. We don't have time. It's too short lived. It's too fun. Yeah. We're being positive. Like we don't need that.
No. And it's just outrageous. It just, like my greatest pet peeve, I talked about this on this pod a couple weeks ago with Amy Trask, is someone on Twitter referring to an athlete as trash because he or she had a bad game.
Yeah.
Like, no, they are trash human beings, but they do really bad things. Yeah. It has nothing to do with a football or a basketball or a baseball or a soccer ball or anything. 100%. And it just drives me nuts. And so I wanted you guys to talk about that just to drive home that these are people.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. But I also think Kyle and George do a really good job of like staying positive.
Yeah, staying positive, first of all. Mm-hmm.
And just like blocking that stuff out and knowing like that doesn't matter what they say, or just like not reading.
Yeah.
You know, if they sense something could be happening, because it's not gonna do you any good. And they know that. And
it's people who don't know you.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's always, you know, articles written. Can be in a negative light, but that's just the nature of the job, you know? Yeah. And I think that they both understand that, like professionally, that you just can't have positive articles and positive comments written about you 24/7. It just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So I think putting your blinders up and just focusing on the game is all that matters to those boys. Like they really could care less what people say, because at the end of the day, they're the ones out on the field and it's their contract. So mm-hmm.
that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like when people get on eBay, I'm like, they want to win too, I promise.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody got to the stadium today and was like, hey, winning, I'm over it. It was fun, but let's try something else. Like, so that's the thing. And I'm sure most of the people who say things also could not catch a football. I mean, I know I can't catch a football.
So. A lot of the people who have all the hate comments are like young boys, actually, I noticed.
Middle school boys.
Yeah. Are the worst.
Yeah, literally.
Well, that might be a true statement, generally. No offense to the middle school boys out there. You're going to all grow up to be amazing men, you know.
Just think before you speak.
Yeah.
Think before you speak.
We're just joking. It's just a majority of this.
No, that makes sense, though.
Younger children who don't understand.
Yeah.
You know.
Which makes me think, and not to get like in a super meta deep downer discussion here, but it does make me think, and I think it's important to bring up because we've talked about the fun parts of social media, and it does make me think, like with kids growing up today who have been really taught to share everything they think, everything they do, kind of what detriment that is. Because I wonder, like, in 10 or 12 years, you would think a lot of these people, maybe even in, hopefully sooner, maybe like in 5 or 6 years, could look back and say, what was I thinking? Like, why would I ever say that to somebody on Twitter? Yeah. And so it'll be interesting to see if they learn faster or slower.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I know.
We'll have to reconvene in 10 years.
That's why I'm not part of it.
Yeah. That's smart. It's definitely smart. How do you guys deal on a particularly bad loss? How do you guys handle that? How do you kind of, is it the same? And this is, I mean, this is like in a very, is it the same as like if you were married to an attorney who came home and had a really bad case and, you know, they lost the case and it was a really tough one they wanted to win. Do you have ways to handle it? Do you go about business as usual? Or is this just a ridiculous question? That's fine too. The answer is yes.
At least for Kyle and I, like, I'll never forget when we first started dating the first time the Ravens lost, I was very interested to see how he handled it. And I, you know, I didn't come from a family that was big into sports. So I was like, what the heck do I say? Like, right. I don't understand the game. So, like, that was just at the time, of course. But
right, of course.
And then after seeing him after the game, he was completely fine, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that at the end of the day, they want to win. And if they do lose, they automatically just look forward to that next game and focus all the energy on the next game because it is a business, right? So they're just, at least I can speak for Kyle, and I'm sure George is the same way. Yeah. They're not devastated to the point of just like, you can't talk to them. They're just really looking forward to the next game and putting all that energy towards, you know, their next opponent.
Yeah. It's like the 24-hour rule, right?
You
get to be mad, be sad, feel bad right now, but then when you go in the next day, it's like full steam ahead for the next opponent next Sunday. So, no, George is the same way, and I think it's a little bit different for us because I had losses in college too, and he had losses in college too, right? So when we first met each other, we figured out, you know, do you get pissed off when you lose, you know? And obviously me moving out here and not, I don't have that anymore. I feel like I understand a little bit kind of not to the level of playing field that he's doing, but I mean, he's the same as what Kristen said, just upset, wants to talk about it. He'll watch the game probably 4 times before we can go to bed. And I just listen. I'm like, if you want to talk about it, you know, I'm here. But he very much bounces forward the next day and is ready to roll. So.
I think they have to.
What's your memory loss? That's what you got to do.
Yeah, you have to because you can't take it into the next week.
Exactly. Yeah.
Which is probably pretty good life advice, actually. You know, things to be able to.
100%. If it doesn't go your way, try again.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep.
Process and then move on. Now, Kyle and George also have the great benefit not only of coming home to you wonderful ladies, but of coming home to two of the cutest dogs ever. Well, they each come home to one dog, and I'm a big dog person. I'm actually shocked the dogs haven't barked yet because usually they bark like mine bark once a podcast at least. So I'm really surprised they haven't started off barking. But we have to talk about dogs because I'm a really big dog person.
Yep.
I love them. You guys probably don't know this about me. I refer to my dog as Potatoes.
Oh, wait, that's so funny because my best friend, Nikki, is on her way to pick up her dog and she's naming her dog Potato.
No, she's just a potato. So the other day, this is just a funny story that'll make you laugh. I was in Cincinnati with two of my colleagues who are used to my potato-ness, and we were leaving a bar walking to dinner. It's like freezing cold and there is a man across the street walking these two little Frenchies, and I literally, my voice goes up 8 octaves and I go, oh my God, do you see those potatoes? They're so tiny. They were like, first of all, the man I think looked like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And my colleagues were like, oh my God. So that's me. But I feel like that's you too.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. If you watch our stories when we were talking to them, I think it's like how you talk to a baby. You just have to
all
day. And then they turn their head.
Yeah.
And it's like,
totally.
So no, they're the sweetest. And they're friends too.
They're best friends.
Yeah.
When Claire just got here, Mitzi had a full panic attack, running around the house, ran outside like, where's Deanie?
Yeah.
I know she's here.
She kept smelling me. She'd run downstairs, run down the hallway, come back.
She's like,
then she left.
How dare you come to my house without your dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's probably like, wait, what? She's like, I didn't even know you existed without her. That's weird.
But if I had brought her here, they would be like jumping up this high behind us, like running on the sofa, doing laps. It would be chaos.
Chaos.
Is it weird that I want to do a podcast with the dogs? Like just the dogs?
No, it's not. They have some very insightful information.
They do. I mean, I think they know what's up. I mean, they really know. They get the most like private, quietest moments because people think they want to
know. To go back to your last question, I think that Mutzi truly has helped Kyle with all his any loss that they've had so much. Like,
I agree.
There is no better feeling than coming home to her. So if he's upset and if you say, "Daddy's home," she runs to the door, and the second he walks in, she just goes on her back and opens her belly, like, "Rub my belly."
Yeah.
So it's like you can't be mad when you have this cute little fluffy dog at home.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I think you do. You posted the Daddy's home, right? You should.
I need to post more. Well, yeah. I've been traveling to a lot of games, so he's been getting home before I've been getting home.
Right.
But next time I'm home while he's away, I will for sure make a video of it. It's really super cute.
I mean, and they're both such cute dogs and they just seem so sweet. So I just love it. And I think, Claire, I'm sure you saw the story in Cincinnati when George was walking to the locker room after warmups and was like, "Puppy." And then he kept going. That's just fabulous.
Yeah, he is, truly.
Yes. Well, I'm always a big George fan, but you know, we had that bet for the Michigan game and he went above and beyond.
Isn't that funny?
And he really did.
Man commits, I'll tell you.
He really did. Like, well, so the bet was so I went to Michigan. So I call it the Michigan game, of course. But I went to Michigan, and so when Michigan played Iowa, we had a bet. Whoever lost had to wear the winning team's t-shirt and post the story and tweet, and that was it. Winner had to provide the shirt.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm not buying an Iowa shirt. I'm not going to make him buy a Michigan shirt. So winner had to buy the shirt. So I gave Cheese, Mike Chazanoff, the PR guy, the shirt. And he came into the press conference and his media availability in the Michigan shirt.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, you know, gave me multiple shout outs. They weren't particularly positive, but that's not the point. There were still multiple shout outs. And it was, he really went above and beyond. Rich Eisen tweeted about it. I guess Omari is brought up on the NFL network. So it was great.
That's awesome. So,
He probably hates that we're talking about it right now. He's like, drop it.
I'm sure he does. And I actually, when he won NFC Offensive Player of the Week, I was like, well, I know what picture I'm posting.
Perfect. You take it and you run with it, Tracy. That's great.
Yeah, he then threw the t-shirt in the garbage. So I feel like I just, since there's no evidence of it anymore, I just have my photograph.
He threw that shirt right when he got home.
Yeah. No, he didn't even make it out of the auditorium.
Oh my gosh.
But that's okay. I appreciate the commitment to that. So that was fun too. So I guess since we're talking about shirts, and we've talked a lot about game day fashion, I'd love for you to each of you give us your top three game day fashion tips, whether it be you have to be comfortable, you have to have layers, whatever it is, kind of what you, when you get ready for game day, your like top three tips.
Sure. Ooh. I would say for me, anybody who's ever sat has ever been to Levi's knows that right where our section is or majority of the section is, it is like 30 degrees hotter than it is outside. Yeah. Truly. Right. The sun is just beaming on you.
Straight sun the whole game.
Which is awesome. Like I would prefer that than sitting in the snow. Right. When you leave your house, it's rather cold. And then you're sitting in the seats and you are drenched in sweat. Like when I tell you it's like 99 degrees. So for me, I always know when I'm dressing that I need to dress in layers because I definitely can't wear anything long sleeve. I will just be drenched in sweat. So that is a major fashion tip for me is it has to be a layer piece. Yeah. At least, I mean, I'm hoping that this week it won't be as hot. But
I guess one, like I go to a lot of the away games. Mm-hmm. I try to go to all of them and I've been dragging her with me this year to them. But if I haven't been to the stadium before or like, don't particularly know exactly how we're going to get to our seat or like how we're going to get down to say hi to George and Kyle, then it's a sneaker moment because I'm going to be doing a lot of walking. Mm. But if I'm comfortable, familiar, if we have friends there, if like things are pre-set up and I don't have to really like worry about it, it's a heel moment.
Mm.
So that's huge for me. There's a lot of stairs we have to walk down. It's a sneaker moment because I don't do heels and going downstairs well.
Mm. Fair.
But I think that also goes with, you know, what you're going to wear, what outfit you're going to wear. You want to be more casual, Depends. The climate.
There's a lot.
It's a lot of things. No, I get it. I have press box and I have field post-game shoes and I have press box shoes.
Yeah.
So I'll have like those heels. People are like, how do you do it all game? I'm like, I don't. Just because I don't. I walk in my sneakers. I put those on for the field. So I get it. There's a lot to consider.
Every time we sit down, we take the heels off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, you got to be ready. You got to jump up. You're celebrating.
Sometimes I have to ask Claire. I'm like, are you wearing heels? Because if you wear heels and I wear sneakers, you will be 3 feet
tall. Oh, yeah, that too.
So that just can't happen.
And then Emma wears heels and it's like, Chris, it's made
like, yeah. So I got to wear up here. I got to wear – I should just be wearing heels all the time.
The Kittle Tills are a very tall group. Yeah. It's a very – I always feel like – hi guys.
I used to think that I was a taller girl and then I became friends with Claire and I'm like, nope.
I'm not. How tall are you, Kristen?
5'7". I mean, I'm like,
oh, so you are, I mean, I'm 5'3". So to me, you are tall.
Yeah. Above average, but you're 5'11". Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but sure. And you're all 5'11".
Are you?
Like, okay. Jan's 5'11", I think. Emma's 5'11". Is it your mom's got to be like 5'10", 5'11", right?
Yeah.
It's a tall
group.
Let's
be breeding up in here.
I know. My little brother is 6'7".
Yeah. He's 6'7"?
Yeah.
Your brother Riley is 6'7"?
What?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Guys,
are you sure?
Yes. I swear.
I am bringing a measuring tape on Sunday and be like, stand still.
That isn't that tall.
No, my dad, he would be mad at me for saying this, but he used to be like 6'4".
Okay.
He's probably like 6'2"-ish.
Yeah. Now. Like he's tall,
which
but
he's not
tall.
Like 6'7" tall. Yeah.
No, 6'7" is tall.
Very tall. Yeah. Riley's so skinny, so it's like he doesn't take up as much presence as Kyle and George, but he's like straight up there.
Kyle wishes he was 6'7".
6'7", I mean, 6'7" is tall. Good for him. That's amazing. I don't want to say good for him, but I mean, really. There's nothing he can't reach. I can't reach anything, and he can reach everything.
Yeah, it's great.
That is fantastic. All right. These are good game day tips. And they're, we used to do videos actually like looking cute and comfortable on game day. So these are very good.
Yeah.
You know, fun,
right.
Fun game day tips.
Tip. I'm like, don't sweat.
We have,
that is a good tip.
We're lucky out here because it's beautiful all the time.
It really is.
Like I can't imagine having to plan for like Buffalo or like Florida and the humidity and then it could rain. It's like, what do you do?
Yeah, we get like maybe one rainy game a year.
Yeah.
Which is.
Yeah, and we had it.
And we had it. Yeah.
Check.
That was crazy.
We are so lucky. The weather out here is just unmatched, truly.
Yeah, that's true.
It does. It makes it more fun. It makes you be able to wear such a variety of different things, right? Yeah. You're not locked down to like a puffer coat and a scarf, you know? So
a winter hat.
Exactly. Yeah. You can really just go so many different avenues, which is so fun.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. And you can experience seasons on the road.
Yeah. Exactly.
Totally.
Like, well, you can choose which ones you want to go to.
Yes, exactly. That's very true. We were in, I don't know if you guys were at this game in October of 2018. It was Monday night in Green Bay. And it was October, mid-October, and apparently it was unseasonably cold because I think it was like 35 degrees.
Oh, it was freezing.
It was freezing.
Yeah. I grew up a Packer fan. Like my mom's side of the family is like diehard Packer fans. And so all my best friends, I mean, we lived in Iowa, so it was either you're a Bears fan, a Packers fan, or a Vikings fan. And so we had a bunch of family and friends go to that game. In Lambeau. And that was a huge deal for George too, because he's like, we're playing in Lambeau. Like, this is historic. Mm-hmm. This is Monday night. This is so cool. So it was really awesome to experience that, but it was freezing.
It was freezing. I remember that was the day I like was on the field pregame. I was looking around kind of like George. I mean, not like George because he played in the game, but like looking around thinking like, I have a cool job. Like I'm at Lambeau Field. Monday night football. Yeah. There's Aaron Rodgers. They're playing. And I think, I mean, you guys know I'm usually on the field for like 2 hours. I think after 15 minutes, I was like, this was fabulous and historic. Yeah. And I going up.
You had your quiet moment. And you're like, wow, this is awesome. History. Mm-hmm. And then you gotta go.
Because I think by nighttime, it was not 35 degrees. I think by nighttime, it was like 20 degrees.
That's brutal.
Yeah,
it was. We're just.
But also, I do kind of miss that a little bit. Growing up in the East Coast and that winter. That I relate that to sports, you know what I mean? So when we were at the past game, was it Seattle? Mm-hmm. And it was relatively cold. I remember being like, this feels like football. Like,
yeah. So I kind of agree with that.
That's fun. And then, and Kristen, you guys are in on the East Coast in the off season, right?
We are. Yeah. We're in New York in the off season, which is awesome because we really get the best of both worlds.
Mm-hmm. And Claire, you guys are in Nashville.
We are. Yes.
Which I just am really proud of how I segued that. So I'm just going to take a moment for that. But because in just a few, thank you. Thank you. This is why I got this job. Exactly. This is it. But we are going to be in Nashville in a couple of days. And I'm sure there are many members of the faithful going, because I would say 49ers fans seem to travel as well as any fans. Like, there's no game. I feel like so many games this year. It's like, is this a home game? There's so many 49ers fans there.
Especially Jacksonville.
Yeah. That was
Yeah. And Jacksonville is not exactly easy to get to.
No.
So it was pretty amazing.
Yeah. It's really cool to see that. But yeah, we're so excited to go back. I'm going back on Monday, right after this game this weekend. And we have like 25 of our, you know, friends and family. We have a lot of people who already live there who are going to go to the game with us.
Fun.
I think it's so cool because it's Christmas and it's like in this life, we don't usually get to be in our home for Christmas because the boys always have a game. We're in California, or if there's an away game somewhere else, that's where we'll be. But the week of Christmas, it's going to be really special to be there and kind of see everybody. And we just purchased our house like a year ago. And so I was able to kind of dress it all up Christmas-like. Make it so homey. Beautiful. And I'm like, I don't know when we're going to be able to do this again, maybe till you retire or if, you know, we play the Titans again around Christmas. So I am taking full advantage of all of the Christmas joy that's going to be in Nashville, but I'm really looking forward to it.
She's Mrs. Claus.
Yeah.
I can see that. I can see Claire totally. Like, I almost could see like you, like a, and now I'm Mrs. Claus. Like a reel like that. Snap. You get that for free. If you want to do that reel, it's on me. Enjoy. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. So for the faithful that are there this week, is there anything you feel like they have to see, whether like your favorite coffee shop that has like, you know, the best coffee you've ever had, your favorite donut, dinner, hair salon, any of the things?
Yeah. I feel like I should like send you a list of my favorite things.
You should. I agree with that.
My favorite breakfast burrito and coffee is from the Barista Parlor.
Okay.
Yeah. And so there's one in the area, it's called the Gulch, which there's different areas if you've never been to Nashville that are like touristy or like fun, different neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. One's the Gulch, one's 12 South, one's Hillsborough Village, and then another one is like Broadway Street.
Okay.
And so that's my favorite for like coffee, really, really good burrito, like the best burrito ever.
I love breakfast burritos, so that will be my Thursday morning.
Now we have to go get one.
Yeah, 100%.
But I don't know. I mean, there's so many fun places in Nashville. Like, truly, every single restaurant you go to is good. Every single bar you go to is fun. There's a bunch of rooftop bars that I really like. There's one in the Gulch called L.A. Jackson. It's on the top of the Thompson Hotel, and it'll be all pretty for Christmas.
I'm staying at the Thompson Hotel.
You are? There we go. That's the best hotel, I think.
Which so maybe I shouldn't have announced that on the podcast, but nonetheless. But great. That's awesome.
Yeah. So you'll be able to walk around. There's a lot of really cool stuff right there in the Gulch area. You can go walk to the burrito place.
Oh, I mean, I love a breakfast burrito.
Yeah, yeah. That's fate right there.
There's nothing better than a walkable burrito.
That's, you know what? That's so true. Yeah. They're like, literally is nothing better. No, it doesn't give it a little walkable burrito.
A really good like farm to table breakfast lunch place called Milk and Honey in the Gulch.
Okay.
I have a lavender latte. So good. All their food's so good. So you should go there too, because you could walk there.
Okay, great. I'm gonna be very full and very busy in Nashville.
You'll be very full.
But I'll be very excited about it.
We just eat and listen to music in Nashville.
I mean, it sounds amazing.
Time ever.
Yeah.
This is why people like going to Nashville.
Exactly.
that's what you do.
They also have a bunch of bars they transformed into Christmas bars this year.
Oh.
So there's like probably 5 or 6 of those kind of sprinkled all over that are really beautiful.
And it's going to be so fun to be in cold weather.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a little chilly here, but like cold weather during Christmas.
Yeah.
There's nothing better.
Christmas lights, all the things.
Yeah.
And a burrito, a walkable burrito. So a walkable burrito, a lavender latte with Christmas lights behind me.
Yeah, that's your perfect day.
Totally.
It's like all I want for Christmas is that.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
That's what Mariah Carey was singing about. Yeah. That breakfast burrito and the lavender latte.
There you go.
And then when you're in the Bay, what are some of your favorite anything? What is your, you know what? Let's go with this. This might be a fun little thing. What is each of you, what's your favorite coffee in the Bay?
Ooh, that's good. So I recently stopped drinking coffee.
So we're really I'm so sorry.
I'm like having horrible answers to these questions.
No, I'm just, I'm so sorry for you that you made such a decision for yourself.
So I stopped drinking coffee. But I would say while I was, Pete's Coffee was one of our favorites. Yeah. That's like a go-to.
They have a really good iced coffee at Pete's Coffee.
Yeah.
And they're all over the place.
That's true.
I'm trying to think. Dave took me to one the other day. Some coffee roaster. Coffee.
Wouldn't know.
About our non-coffee drinker.
There's a bunch of really cute, like, boutique, small business coffee places around here.
There are a really cute place in Santana Row, and I wish I could remember the name of it, but it's like a bakery. Mm-hmm. Every time I pass, there's people sitting outside, like, eating pastries and having a cappuccino. I'm like, wow, that looks lovely.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad. Do you have a favorite? Do you guys each have a favorite date night spot? Now, granted, if you don't want to say it because you don't want to be inundated with people,
that's fine. We, George and I, don't go anywhere.
We don't leave the house.
So your living room.
Yeah, Kyle and I try to go out to dinner every Friday if he's not going away. But Hero Ranch Kitchen is definitely a favorite. Have you been?
I have not.
Okay, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's
Hero Ranch Kitchen?
Yeah.
Hero Ranch Kitchen. I have all of this on a list too, so I will send them all to you. I have lists for every city, so I'm just going to send them all to you.
Oh, that would be spectacular. Yeah. Thank you.
And then Orchard City Kitchen is a favorite as well. And Luna, the Mexican restaurant also in the Boulevard.
I've been there.
Yeah.
That's good.
I've been to Luna and I've been to Orchard City Kitchen, and they are they're
but
really good.
There's so many good spots, and there's this, I wish I could, oh, it's called La Florée. That's Kyle and I's like date night spot. It is very romantic. I wish I could remember where it's in the middle of nowhere. Like, you are driving through the mountains, and then all of a sudden this like whimsical restaurant just pops out that has all these string lights, and there's just a single rose on every table. And the waiters are in like a tux.
Yeah, I need to go there.
And it's French food, and it's just very romantic. And you sit outside, there's no music playing, and you just hear like crickets. And it's one of our favorite restaurants, truly. And the staff there is just amazing. It's called La Florée.
La Florée. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, that sounds like I might go there by myself.
Yeah. We'll go. We'll take
it. You guys should go. Take the dogs, and the four of you should go and have like a lovely.
Love it.
Yeah.
I'll be hearing the crickets.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's really funny. Claire is like, Claire, your lists have been at the beginning of training camp. I texted Claire. I was like, do you know where I could get a blowout and a spray tan? and I still go to those places.
That's they're good.
Yeah.
They've been tried and tested. So they're good. Oh, yeah.
And the spray tan place, which I'll just say it because it'd be nice to give them a shout out. Bronze Humanity also does a really good job with an eyelash lift and tint. So
there we go. Perfect. What was so awesome is when we first moved out here, I don't remember who sent me that list. Do you? Mm-mm. It just has gotten passed down from girl to girl to girl.
Yeah.
And somebody made this huge notepad of like every single town nearby, all the restaurants.
Really? That's who sent it to me.
I know, but I don't think she made it. I'm not too sure, but anywho, it's every single restaurant, every town, what to order. And then it's like trips, where to go, weekend trips, where to go. It is so insightful. So when Kyle and I first moved here, we were just going off of that list.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
There's
that's a great thing that they do that. Sorry, go ahead, Kristen.
Sorry, there's another restaurant. Now that I'm just shouting out all the restaurants. But
great.
Because people should know about them.
Yeah.
It's called The View, I believe. Or maybe.
We've been there.
Have you been there? Uh-huh. Yeah. It's on like the top of the mountains, and you just overlook all San Jose. And it's so beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Oh, that sounds gorgeous. It's a
trek to get up there.
Yeah, it's a tough ride, but
it's really pretty. And I guess they have a guest house right next to it that you can like Airbnb for the night if you just want to like make dinner. Yeah, and then stay up there.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Yeah, it's cute.
But San Jose is filled with so many cute places that you can go to. Like House Family Vineyard it's a crowd favorite. Oh, yeah. Right? We've gone there so many times.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a vineyard.
Yeah, I can list off the vineyards that are close.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. But that place is just so beautiful, and it's you can bring your own food, which is really fun. You can, you know, pack a little picnic bag, and it's really cute. You should go there.
Yeah.
All right, I'll put that in. House Family Vineyard.
Yeah.
These are all good things, because I end up going to like the same 3 or 4 places, and they're great. But it would be good to
venture out.
Yeah, and for the amount of time I'm there, I should know more than I do. So this has first been like an education for me.
We're glad we could help.
Yeah. Please do. Send me that big list. I am all in on the big list with all the things. Yeah. Thank you, ladies. All right. Well, before I let you go, you guys know what I'm going to make you do. And I'm really excited about it. But we could do it. Do you guys want to do like, so we're going to do 5 fun facts, everybody. I'm sure you guys all knew that because we all know how much I love fun facts. And so I'm going to let you guys choose. Kristen, do you want to do it for Claire? Claire, do it for Kristen? Do you want to do your own? Guest choice.
Like a fun fact about you?
Or something that people don't know about?
That people don't know?
Maybe do one and one about you, one about me. Or just one about you.
Well, you had your list, Kristen, about yourself.
Yeah, this is so nerdy.
Yeah, they're goofy, though. Like,
they're really. Okay, no. Okay, here's a fun fact. So, when I was younger, I used to sing. I have a terrible voice now, like absolutely terrible. So don't ask me to sing.
I was going to, but okay. Yeah, fine. No, like,
but I used to sing, and at the time I auditioned to be part of this choir. I don't even think you know this. I don't think you do. It's called the American Children Choir. And I sent in like an audition tape and I got accepted and I flew out to LA. And I actually sang, and the girl who sat next to me was Chrissy Brown, which is Whitney Houston's daughter.
Oh, wow.
So, that's cool. Yeah, I got to meet her and we sang together, and that was a really cool experience for me. So that's a little fun fact.
That's a very fun fact.
Yeah. And then
keep it going because I don't have one yet.
This is the beauty of fun facts. When I do them with the players, never fail. They're like, 5? And then by fact 3, they're like, and then, and I'm like, it's 5. And they're like, I'm just going to keep going. I'm like, let's do this.
My fun facts make me realize I was way cooler when I was young. And now I'm like, I got so lame. And then also when I was younger, I used to dance and I auditioned for the United States dance team.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we danced at halftime at one of the Knicks games. And that was really fun.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Add those to your list. Those are better than the ones you have on there.
No. Those are really fun facts.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
No, that's a fun.
I have a list of my favorite movies, my favorite like food, because people always ask you these questions and you don't know how to answer. I know one of mine that you would know of.
One of your favorite movies or food?
No. One of the fun facts. That's kind of not, it's really sad. It's not fun.
Why are you telling
me? 5 sad facts.
No, I don't know movies. Like,
yeah, she doesn't know any, she doesn't know pop culture.
I don't know anything about any of it. She could say somebody's name to me or like, did you see this movie or like this actor? And I just like look at her.
Now I go, did you? Never mind.
But she's like, I don't even know why I talk to you about this stuff because you truly never answer me or you have no idea.
Yeah, she has.
And George would say the same thing because he's like,
no, now I just send it to George.
Yeah,
I don't even send it to Claire.
Literally, which is fine. I'm humiliated.
Wait, tell everyone your fun fact.
Oh.
Yeah, what's your fun facts?
I don't know.
I thought you just said you knew one.
No, I just thought of that one.
I think there's one is that she doesn't know pop culture.
Fun fact is that she doesn't know. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what are each of your favorite flavors of ice cream? We'll warm you up until you.
Honestly, I like all ice cream.
It's fair.
But like cookie dough. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. My favorite desserts are root beer float, like hands down.
Yeah, that's good too.
I will eat that every day, all day long.
Mint chocolate chip. Mm. Yeah, honestly, chocolate. Whatever.
I wish I can think of more fun facts.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's what
I mean, I played every sport. Soccer was my first sport. Oh, this is a fun fact. I had a bobblehead before George had a bobblehead.
Woo! That's a super fun fact.
Great one.
Where is your bobblehead at?
It's from college.
Oh, where is it right now?
It's at my house next to George's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That is spectacular.
I'll show it to you.
It's like half the size of George's, but it was there many years before George Kittle became George Kittle. So
there we go.
I like to remind him of that from time to time.
I think that's awesome.
I don't have a bobblehead. And I need to get one.
We can make one.
You can make one. Someone made me one. I have one. It's not here right now, but I do have one. It's fun. They're fun to have because then you do feel like, oh, look at me.
They're awesome.
They are. And I love that you had one before George.
I know.
Yeah, that is. You can remind him of that whenever you want.
Oh, don't you worry. I will. I think an immediate availability. I'm going to say, George, I just wanted to talk a little bit about your first bobblehead. And what does it feel like that Claire had one first?
Yes.
He would love that.
Yes. He would. Yeah. He would love that. Well,
I used to be cool in college. More people knew me than knew him, but whatever.
You're still cool. You're still very cool.
Thank you.
And this actually, not to keep using this word, but this was really fun. I had a blast talking with you guys. Thank you for coming on. And this has just been great.
Thanks for asking us.
I just want to let you know that all day now for the rest of the day, my goal is to add 3 more fun facts about myself that I'm going to add to this list because I need to do
we
some
We should have
soul
more
searching.
Fun facts about ourselves.
I know. Well, Kristen, I don't want to like make a big deal of this, but Kyle has done 5 fun facts twice. So that's 10 fun facts. On himself.
Do you remember what?
Yeah.
What were
I knew you were going to ask me that question. I will send them to you. We did them when he first signed with the 49ers. We did them in the locker room. And then like, it was like that day, there were like 5 guys that signed as free agents. And I like went from guy to guy and I was like, hi, I'm Tracy. Let's do 5 fun facts. And so we did that one. And then in training camp a few years ago, we did them again. And they were, I do remember they were different.
Okay. You have to send it to me because now I'm very interested to see what his fun facts are. So I mean, like, I can learn things.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I can do a bird call.
Wait, I'm sorry. That's not lame. Could you do it real quick? Or would Monty go crazy?
I'm so embarrassing. And this is why I don't do podcasts.
Look
at me. I could do bird call.
Kyle's very proud.
Hold on. Let me just take my rings off because you need.
Good stuff. You got it, girl. You got it.
I can crack it.
So good.
Wait.
Honestly, that's like the intro like of a tune or a song.
It really is.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was so good.
Yeah, okay.
No need to lie.
I mean, I don't know a lot about bird calls, but from what I know, that was great.
It wasn't really like a bird. Yeah. I don't really know if it is a bird call, but that's what I call it.
If you end up with a bird like outside your door, just please let me know.
Yeah, I will.
That's amazing. Well, I can really think of no better way to end this podcast than on
the truly.
I think the mic has been dropped, and I think we are good. Ladies, thank you so much. This was amazing. Had so much fun. I will be getting a burrito and a lavender latte in Nashville and thinking of you both and maybe run into you there.
Yes, hopefully. I'll send you all the places to go.
That would be amazing. And if you guys like what you heard, which I know you did because this was an epic episode, please make sure to leave us a 5-star review and don't.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.